We didn't think we're gonna make it out alive. Like, I remember looking in our fridge and there's raw meat, and I was eating raw meat to survive, or we'd go in the backyard because we're starving and there's a bag of pedigree dog food and we're eating dog food. I DM'd him, he answered my DM, come spray tan me, I spray tan him, and then like 2 days later, they're like, can you come spray tan Kylie Jenner? I'm like, what?
What is life?
I'm like, what is this? I knew that God brought me here tonight, not just for a spray tan, but God wanted me to pray over them. Mm-hmm. God, I am serving you every single day through that spray tan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there is nothing more beautiful.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Salty Podcast. Today, I am joined by a friend and a local, not local. I was about to say local. She's talking about moving from LA. She is a celebrity spray tan artist, y'all. And her story is just amazing. Like, wow. I cannot wait to dive into it. So without further ado, this is Isabel. How do you say your last name? I don't want to butcher it.
So I go by my first and middle name, Isabel Lisa, but my last name is Vita. So Isabel Lisa Vita.
Yes. Okay. And she is the owner of Dolce Glow. I currently am dipped in Dolce.
Dipped in Dolce.
She came all the way from LA to give me a spray tan and to certify Hunter. So y'all have to go check out that video. It is great. He is now
he's an official certified Dolce Glow spray tan specialist.
That is amazing. Yeah. I'm gonna have all my friends be like, can he spray to me? I'm saying no.
No. Unless you're male. Yeah. Exactly.
I try to pick up on some of the training techniques. But I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. So humbled and honored, and I'm so grateful to be here with you.
Thank you. I just can't believe you flew from all the way from LA to LA, Lower Alabama.
Yeah.
And you're here now. And it's
I'm a huge believer that God brings the right people together at the right time. And just like how everything through Instagram and I was meant to be here and I was meant to, you know, meet you. And I just feel like we'll be friends for life.
It just
feels right at home. So
yes,
thank you.
I completely agree. And I met you through Danny Austin. For those listening, Danny Austin, she's a friend of mine. She's an influencer, owns a Divi, which is a hair care company. And so she did a podcast with Isabel and I was like, oh my gosh, like another Christian in Hollywood. Like, you are in the bubble.
In the weeds.
You have met so many celebrities and like, I'm just so excited to dive into all that.
It's so intriguing.
Like, I was asking you, we were talking last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, who all have you spray tanned? Like, how is it? Because it's such a
It's such an unusual life, right? Yeah. Like, I even pinch, like, every day I'm like, pinch me. Mm-hmm. How is this possible?
Right.
And I'm like, it's not like I just started a few months ago. Like, I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. And so the amount of people that I've been able to work with and like the top, like the best of the best or the biggest influencers in the world, you know, it's such a beautiful thing. But I've learned a lot just through life and being a part of that. So
I know. And I was, y'all, and she loves Jesus.
I do. God is love.
Yes. And every time, I just have to brag on you a minute. Like, you're so humble.
Thank you.
Like, on your Instagram, you just got released Dolce Glow into Ulta stores. And so you're sharing that, but then you're immediately followed by like, God is so good, and giving praise to him. And that is encouraging for outsiders looking in, be like, oh, she's not ashamed of that. Yeah. When really, it's almost like sometimes I feel like people want to hide it because it's not the most popular thing to do.
Right.
And so just kudos to you. Like, that is so inspiring. And I'm so excited for the listeners to hear your story, because looking at you and knowing your successful business, you would never know what you have been through.
Yeah.
So let's go back.
Let's talk about it. Thank you again for having me on. I'm so honored and so grateful. But I think I'm just to be here today and be able to share with the world, you know, my story and how I got here. You know, it wasn't all glitz and glams, and I get to work with all these incredible famous people or celebrities in the world. That's amazing. But, you know, it's really been God that has got me through. Just, I was talking about some of the trauma and grief that I've been through in my life, and I didn't know what was getting me through these difficult times, which we'll dive into right now. But later did I find out that it was like God giving me the strength to push through. Yesterday I was kind of sharing a little bit about leaving I was in foster care, And at the age of 7, I was put into foster care. And then I was there till I was 17, you know, went through a lot in my foster home. So it wasn't what it was supposed to be, right? Went through a lot of stuff that no foster child should ever have to go through. So I went from having a biological family and went through tons of trauma there, from growing up, not knowing where my next meal was going to come from. You know, I mentioned, you know, we were at the lowest point where we were eating dog food to survive because we had no food, raw meat, bad meat, whatever, because our parents would leave. We got put into foster care. And then, unfortunately, our foster parents also weren't the greatest people in the world. And so, you know, just trying through, you know, growing up, it's so difficult already, especially as a teenager. And now you're given this other set of cards, you know, just trying to navigate through that. And then at the age of 17, I left my foster home with a backpack, not knowing where my next meal was going to come from, and working, you know, dead end jobs, 9 to 5s, cleaning bathrooms, like you name it. Like, I did it all. And, you know, I remember just constantly praying, and I was like, God, there has to be something so much more for me. Like, I met, like, I just always had something within that was telling me, like, despite being a foster child, despite what everybody thought I was going to turn out to be, because, you know, the stats for foster kids leaving foster homes are not good, you know? And so I'm like, I don't want those odds to define me. And so there was just always this like force of faith. And little did I know, a few years later, I would really find out that it was really God pushing me through those hard times, because there's no way I would have even have been able to figure out where I was supposed to be without having that extra push. And so, left my foster home at the age of 17, again, just barely getting by. And then I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. But, you know, as women, you know, if when it comes to our nails, our hair, we're like, we're figuring out how to afford that, right? How to get those nails done. Mine are not done. Mine are not done. But, and so I got my first spray tan. And, you know, just through all the trauma and grief, I was in such a dark place in my life. And again, I half the time I didn't know where I was going to eat next from. And I got this spray tan, and I'll never forget. The next morning, I am tiny, but the amount of cellulite that I have on my legs, I'll tell you, I woke up the next morning, I'm like, it's gone. Like, no more, you know, like, it just made me feel better. Oh, I love a spray tan, yes. Right? Because people don't realize, it's like, yeah, you can get a nice golden tan, but there's so many other benefits, right? Like, reduces the appearance of cellulite, varicose veins, just gives you a little pop of color. If you can't tone it, tan it. So not only was the cellulite gone, but it was ultimately that, like, inner confidence that I'm, like, immediately felt better. I'm like, how is that possible that, like, the spray tan could make, like, everything just go away? It was just crazy. And so I remember the thought came to me, and I was like, what if I, you know, this girl just came to my house and charged me all this money. What if I start doing this? Because it was such a quick service.
Right.
Moving forward, I ended up getting a job working for the Society of Dermatology through another company that hired me to kind of manage their nonprofit. And I did that. And so I started to fall in love with, like, skincare and, like, just being aware of, like, the damages of, like, you know, laying out in the sun, et cetera. And then my husband and I had just gotten married. And my daughter is about 1, and I get another spray tan. And I remember I was just so miserable at my 9-to-5 job. And I was like, I need to find something else. And then I told him, I'm like, I'm going to use our last $2,000 to take a spray tan class. And which is super frightening. You have, like, I had a 1-year-old at home that, like, depended on me. And, like, I know how it feels.
What a leap of faith.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, I know how it feels to be hungry. I never want to take that, like, the thought that, like, that was, like, all we had. And, like, we couldn't even afford a sofa. We were sharing one car. He would pick me up from work, drop me off, and then I'd pick him up. And, like, you know, we still shop at the 99 cent store, but at that time, that's all we could afford. And we'd buy, we're talking about the ramen soups, four for a dollar. That's what we were living off of. Ended up deciding to take that leap of faith and praying. And through just prayer, I was like, I woke up one morning, I was like, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, my husband's
confident.
But it's so funny how, like, we doubt ourselves so much, and we're like, well, what if this doesn't work out? Like, I was like, I had lost so much of my life already and been through so much that, like, I wasn't scared. And I was like, if it doesn't work out, I'll figure something else out, right? It's kind of what life, you never know what life's going to bring tomorrow. You just got to make the best decisions for, like, what's in front of you that day. And so, you know, I took a spray tan class and, you know, that class was super funny and I'll never forget how that went down. But I knew nothing about spray tanning. I thought it was like different colors. I thought it was like body makeup and it like stayed on your skin.
See, that's what I would have thought too. Right. Yeah.
And it actually is a whole like chemical reaction. It's really insane how it all works. And so little did I know that although it wasn't the greatest spray tan class, that it would set me up for success. Because I really had to figure it out because I had just used all we had, you know, better work out, you know, because I don't want to disappoint my family. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, I got really good at it. And then, you know, my first year spray tanning, I made just as, so I would work my 9-to-5 job, go home, put my daughter down because spray tanning is such a quick service. You could be done in 15 or 20 minutes. And then I would go drive around, you know, put my daughter to bed. And then go out and do spray tans till 1 or 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And then, or my husband would drive me with my daughter in the back seat. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
When he had to be up at 6 a.m. the next morning. And so we like really like put blood, sweat, and tears in that. And my first year spray tanning, I made over $100,000 as a side hustle. And that was like almost 10 years ago.
And that, yes, to that moment of spending the $2,000.
Yes.
The investment that investment.
And, but it's like, how I was so tired. Obviously, you would work my 9-to-5 job, go home, be a mom, put my daughter to bed, or Vinny would out, you know, be driving me till 2 in the morning. And the only way I could have gotten through that was like God giving me the strength because I was tired, right? You're tired, but I was like, I need to do this. But it's just so funny, like just taking that chance on yourself and like, never would I have thought like ever you're born to this world to think you need to become a you know, psychologist or a lawyer or a doctor. But I'm like a spray tan artist.
Right.
And now we're going to dive into what that ended up being for me.
That is amazing. Gosh, I'm still so amazed by it all. And the hearing where you came from. And so backtracking a little bit before we get into Dolce Glow, you knew that there was a God, like you were praying.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of all of the trauma and all that. When was he introduced into your life?
So actually when I was in my foster home, we would go to church on, you know, Saturdays. We were Seventh-day Adventists. So a form of Christianity at that point. It's so funny, although it was so traumatic being in that foster home, I just always remembered God and like I was taught to pray and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's so funny how I talk to a lot of young girls and they're like, my parents forced me to go to church and like now I won't ever step into a church. You hear those stories all the time. But for me, I feel like God just like was like, I'm going to show you like I can't explain, but I think that's what's so beautiful about walking in God is that it's things you can't explain. Mm-hmm. Right. You're like, how did this happen in my life? And just speaking on here, I'm not a victim. I don't look at myself as a victim. I know that God, I went through what I went through to be able to help and serve others through my spray tan business now. You know, I think it was just, although I was in a really dark place, I went through really horrific stuff in my foster home. Just there was always a God there. And whether it was through these bad circumstances that he was still there, like he never left me.
Yeah. Oh. I love that so much. I told her last night, I'm like, if I start getting emotional, it's because I'm it's just a beautiful thing knowing that despite all that, I'm just so glad that you were introduced to God and because he was like, he literally saved you. He came here to save us, but literally he was saving you in the midst of the storm.
Exactly. And he like never left me. Like there's days where we didn't think we were going to make it out alive. Like going from eating dog food before we were put into foster home, like my biological mother would leave her 5-year-old daughters and I have a twin sister. And so she would leave us for 3-4 days. We didn't have food. She was out, she was addicted to drugs. And so obviously not thinking straight. And so I remember looking in our fridge and there's raw meat and I was eating raw meat to survive, or we'd go in the backyard because we're starving and there's a bag of pedigree dog food and we're eating dog food.
It's like you didn't know.
And when your stomach's hungry, you're going to feed it, right? I mean, you're going to find a way.
That makes me just so, like, think of Ivy. And it makes me want to go back and hold you.
I have
you.
My daughter, now I have my daughter and I have PTSD from, I never want her to feel hungry, you know, but it's like, I can't believe that I was that person because I'm so different today.
Yeah. You would never know.
Despite my challenges, despite all the odds against me, despite, like, you know, just what I was supposed to become, leaving foster care, like, the stats are not good for foster kids.
And, like, you had every reason to turn against God because you could have blamed it on him. Like, how could he let me go through this? He didn't save me from this.
Do you want to know what's so weird?
Yes.
Is that till this day, I do not have 1 pound of anger towards my biological family, my foster parents. Oh my gosh. Never was angry at them. And I think God was doing something so incredible inside of me that I didn't want to carry that poison of being angry. And I even questioning him, if anything, I'm like, God, I am not here to question you. Like, I know you're taking me through this storm for some reason. And one day, like today, I'm going to be able to share with the world and be like, despite everything against you, like, there is a bigger God. Mm. Like, he's going to get you through those hard times. And he's never, you just got to talk to him. And I'm a huge believer in that,
Oh my gosh. I hope everybody listening is like getting this point. Yeah. 'Cause that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
And that, like, for you not to even have an ounce of unforgiveness. And 'cause I was going to ask you that, if there ever any unforgiveness and now having a daughter, like even looking at her, be like, how could a mom do this to their child?
Right.
'Cause you couldn't imagine doing it to yours.
Oh my gosh. No.
And so it's almost like, how did you go? Are there any, like, do you pray for them or do you?
I always did. Mm. I always prayed, but I never questioned. I never questioned why or, you know, I think the only day that was like the hardest day for me was when I got married. I cried the entire morning of my wedding because I was like, no girl should have to like tie up her own wedding dress or like it was a very emotional day for me that day because like, anytime I see relationships other than like now what I have with my own daughter, but like I'll see these young kids like yelling at their parents or like, you know, expecting the most and why did I get this? Or like, I'm like, I don't have that in my life. Granted, I've met these amazing people down a few years ago that I call them my mom and dad today and God brought me to them. But, you know, I'm just like, be not like, you know, it's like your parents are so good to you. Mm-hmm. Like I would die to have a family like that, you know?
Yeah. And does your having your daughter like bring healing?
It totally brings healing. Like, it's beautiful. And I'm just like, from the way I parents to, you know, just always like, you know, raising her with love. And like, I'm constantly reminding her though, because she's raised completely different and has a whole different life than what I do. And, you know, I'm constantly reminding her that like mommy and daddy have to work really, really hard. And so I'm having her pack my spray tan kit, like coming with me to spray tan appointments, taking out my stuff because I want her to also grow up and realize like mommy's still working really, really hard to be able to provide a life that she didn't have for you. And like being able to put her in a Christian school, like that was like the biggest thing for me. You know, I didn't want her to be a part of the public school system.
Yeah.
And now obviously God has blessed me that we're very lucky to be able to afford that. And not a lot of people are. And so like, I'm like, mommy works really hard and that's why I still spray tan until 3 a.m. so that I can make sure you are shown and raised in God because that's so important for me.
I know. I love that because it is hard even looking back on my life and the hardships that I went through at a young age, so different than yours, but
it's your made story. Me who I absolutely am.
And so Ivy lives a completely life than we lived. And so I try to do the same thing. It's like I get in my head and I'm like, wait, but I turned out this way because I did go through this stuff.
Right.
And learned to work for what you have. And I got a job early on. No. And so I have to remember, like, okay, even though Ivy is more fortunate, I still want to instill those things in her. So, you know, we want to implement, I don't know, we're just in the stage of talking like, okay, how can we make sure she learns
so
that
important.
Stuff in the life she's living.
And I think just, you know, now having Mia and, you know, having her, you know, pack my bags or help me with whatever it is. And I'm like, sometimes she'll need a little shakeup. I'm like, I'm going to drive you through an area where these people don't have anything. And remember, that's how mommy was raised. And so now Mia is literally anytime someone comes over, she's like giving them her toys or she's making them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And like, she's such a giver. And I'm like, if there's anything in life, I just want to make sure that my daughter can be a light mm-hmm. and serve. And she loves Jesus so much too. That. And sometimes I'll have friends text me and be like, I know Mia's so close to God. Can you have Mia specifically pray for this for me? And
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
So like even my clients
you know,
are
that's
asking
so rewarding
me.
To hear as a mom. And just, I haven't met her yet. I met her on FaceTime last night, but she does come off as such a light.
Yeah,
and
she's
like,
a light.
One day, even if she doesn't realize it now, like to know where her mama came from.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that was my mama. My mama made through all that. And like, I have no doubt, like she's already, sounds like she's already learning the things that you want her to have learned and without having to go through what you went
through. Exactly. And it's so wild. We talk about that. We're driving through LA and our first like billboards of like mom on a billboard for Dolce Glow, like going into Ulta. And she had never seen it. And I recorded her reaction. You know, it's the cutest thing on my Instagram. We have to see
gosh,
it. And
yes.
she's like, that's my mom.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
My mom, that everyone. Is- and like, I was like, this is why I work so hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, just all through God, it's really, God has brought me this far.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and then obviously we'll talk about just, what he's done.
Yes.
Let's the favor talk. Over my life.
Yes, sister. Gosh, the favor. And it's like everybody has that, but a lot of people don't want to believe it that they have favor. They feel like they're not worthy enough. They feel like God's not for them. You know, oh, it's just for somebody else. And you're such a testament. But like, no, look at literally what God did.
In my life. Yeah.
Yes. So, okay, now whenever you started spray tanning, you fell in love with it. You're like, I can make a living from this.
Yeah.
So when was Dolce Glow introduced?
So pretty much Dolce Glow was a few years later. So started obviously spray tanning. And I would say like 2 years into spray tanning, I spray tanned one of Kylie Jenner's makeup artists. And
how did that come about?
So I like, because I was not afraid of anything. Like, God just gave me. He's like, go do it, girl.
Confidence.
And I'm like, worst case, they're going to say no. I move on to the next one. Like,
yes.
And I think that's what we see so much in life. People are scared to be vulnerable. I'm like, oh, well. Like, I've been through the worst. If they say no to me, I'm going to figure something else. Yeah. So I just always had this grit to keep moving regardless of the circumstances. And so I DM'd him. He answered my DM. Come spray tan me. I spray tan him. And then like 2 days later, they're like, can you come spray tan Kylie Jenner? I'm like, what
is life?
I'm like, what is this? And I remember like, cause I think unfortunately society views these celebrities as like, you know, they're amazing people. They're just like you and I though. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this is that I go in and I look at them just like Devin, you know, I look at, and they are just like us. But, you know, obviously they're the most influential in the world. And so I spray tan Kylie. And funny part was I did that one spray tan. It was probably another 2 years before I got a call back from her. Not just because she had a day-to-day person that she used. And, you know, and I just obviously I believe in like, you know, staying loyal to the people, you know. So little did I know that, you know, I would start manifesting. I was like, I'm really good at this. Like God has given me a gift. But the most beautiful gift is not only is it the financial freedom that he has provided in my life, but he's allowed me through like everything that I've been through to go and make them feel and look better. Because we all know like the spray tan, the way it makes you feel after.
I am a full believer
in
getting a spray tan. It makes me feel better.
You feel
it's
better.
A pick me up.
It's a pick me up. Right. And I was like, if I can make others look and feel this good and also make an income at the same time, like I'm going to do it. And so I remember manifesting that I was going to, you know, spray tan Kim Kardashian. And I was making myself believe that Kim Kardashian was calling me tonight for dinner or not for dinner, you know, but literally for that spray tan. And I remember my husband calling me one day and he's like, hey, let's go for dinner. And I was like, no, Kim's going to call me tonight for a spray tan. Like, I know it's she's going to call me tonight. She didn't call me that night. She called me a few years later.
But the confidence.
You know, the confidence. Yeah. And then, you know, I was like, in order to be different, I have to launch my own spray tan solution, which is Dolce Glow. I need to create something that was so different. Everyone hated the stinky spray tans. Everyone hated how, you know, they were also very sticky and they smelled and they're like, my husband's yelling at me because it stinks and it's, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, I need to do something different. And so that's what led me to creating the professional line, which is what other spray tan artists use. Cause that's how I started. And, you know, in the midst of that, created that and then started, you know, teaching spray tan classes because I was like, so many people, I want to be able to share this financial mm-hmm. freedom that I had in my life with other moms that are single moms. Or like, I've trained attorneys, doctors, lawyers that like are like, I need a side hustle. Like, yeah. I'm like, you should, you know, and they're like, no. So it's just crazy. The people I've trained anywhere between, you know, 17-year-old, you know, young girls that are like wanting to do this right after high school all the way to like 65. Wow. I trained a principal that just retired at 65. She's going to go spray tan all her friends.
Love it.
And so, you know, little did I know I would become one of the biggest spray tan educators in the world. And one of the biggest celebrity spray tan artists in the world. And, you know, all those people, you know, and I don't know if you want to spill the tea first, but what God has done in my life and my career. And, you know, I never thought that I would be this celebrity spray tan artist.
I know. That's what I just told before I've met you and stuff. I'm like, that is so cool. And because I always tell like people when they meet us or whatever, like I feel like we're on a completely different level than like the Kardashians or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But in reality, like they're just real people too.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing these people at their most vulnerable. I mean, they're
yeah. Hi,
naked.
Nice to meet you. And now get naked, yeah, you
yes.
know?
And we talked last night and I'm like, and how it's become your ministry. Like yeah. it is your ministry and you're literally spraying them
yep.
at the hand, like you're the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm praying with them.
I love that.
I was, you know, that I have done more. So I've walked into people's homes and they're in a really dark place. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Isabel, I'm just calling you because I knew a spray tan would make me feel better. And some of them were, you know, as soon as they open the door, their face is soaked. I'm like, let's get all the tears out now before we start the spray tan. Okay. Yeah. But I'm like, can I pray with you? Mm-hmm. Like I'm feeling it's, you know, God is telling me to say a prayer. Like, would you mind? I can't tell you. It's literally more than just a spray tan. Mm-hmm. I'm grabbing their hands and my spray tan tens. And I'm like, God, just put your arms, your glory over. I don't know what they're going through. Only you know. But I ask that you give them the strength to move on. And like, they're like, I knew that God brought me here tonight, not just for a spray tan, but God wanted me to pray over them. Mm-hmm. And now I have my clients that will literally text me and say, Isabel, I'm going through this. Can you please say a quick prayer for me? Wow. Like, can you pray over me? And I'm like, God, I am serving you every single day through that spray tan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there is nothing more beautiful. And so talk about what he's done in my life. I mean, I defied all odds. Mm-hmm. I could have ended up like my biological family, addicted to drugs, alcoholism. But I chose a different life. But it was God in that whole mist of like using me. He's like, I'm going to make you different. And I'm going to show you how to serve through this business, not mm-hmm. just a beauty treatment.
Right.
But you're going to be that light in these people's lives. So every morning I wake up, I'm like, God, let others see that I'm just a light and I'm just walking with you, and let me help bless anybody in my life or that's going through difficult mm-hmm. times. And that's what led me to start to create or do my spray tan classes. And so now I've, you know, probably trained over 4,000 people across the world, either on Zoom. So if people mm-hmm. can't make it in person, we do Zoom classes, or we do our live in-person classes in different cities. And now the people that have come to me, they're like, Isabel, I charge up every credit card to take my spray tan class. And guess what? I didn't know where my next meal is going to come from, but I'm opening my third spray tan salon.
And you're like, relatable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
And I was like, if I can do it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, just talk about creating products and now all those people that I've been able to. We can dive into that. That's the fun part. That's the tea.
It is so fun. The first thing I asked her, I'm like, so who all have you spray tan? Who's the most famous person who spray tan?
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. And so I know there might be people being like, well, who does she spray
tan?
Yeah,
let's spill the tea. Yeah. So, you know, obviously I mentioned Kylie Jenner is my first major celebrity break. I didn't know anyone. Again, that's God's glory.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know. I'm not related to anyone. I didn't have a connection. But me just being vulnerable, offering a free spray tan, opened up a million doors.
You gave God your best yes years ago.
I'm like, you're in control of this life, God.
Yeah.
You show me and you navigate me to where I need to be. And he told me, send that DM, right? And a lot of people are nervous. I hear that. I'm like, just do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it started with Kylie. years later, you know, went to Khloe and then Kim Kardashian and J-Lo and Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry and, you know, just tons of, you know, Olivia Culpo. And I mean, then my list of Rolodex of clients, like Chrissy Teigen, I'm like thinking just for the Oscars, you know, to last night, all the people, Becky G from, you know, just an array. Like I became one of the biggest celebrity spray tan artists in the world.
Does that just still blow your mind?
I'm like, pinch me. Like, how is this possible that these people, not just one time, oh, she spray
tan. They trust you.
Trust me.
Oh my gosh.
But it's years and years and years of hard work and me also saying yes. and being available. Yeah. So God has given me the strength as pushing through those tired days, those long hours, being a mom, going home, put my daughter to sleep. Also, half the time, or me traveling, you know, with my clients to go to Paris Fashion Week. And, you know,
like exhausting.
The first time I went on a private plane, I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm like, this is just so wild.
Yeah.
But, you know, God has given me the strength to push through those hard times, but I've worked really, really hard.
You have worked so hard. It's not, this was not handed to you by no means.
No.
And that's what I was so excited to have you come on here to. Because I feel like a lot of people see somebody be successful and they just think they were handed this and that it could never happen for them.
And I get judged and I get judged by my appearance. And I think that's the hardest thing, right? I'm a blonde, a blue eyed, you know, and there's this whole stigma, right? Yeah. She must have come from a rich daddy or like daddy, you know, and I'm like,
I get that too. And I'm like, you just don't know.
You don't know. Yeah. And so it's like, be kind and don't judge. Mm-hmm. Like everyone has a story. And so for me, my story was completely different. And so, you know, God is continuing to just serve. And so now launching, you know, not only just doing my spray tan classes, which for me, I love so much because I'm changing the amount of women's lives that this financial freedom has also changed their lives just getting by. And now they, you know, a spray tan takes 15 minutes to do.
Yeah.
So you do 3-4 of them a night, you can easily be making extra $200. And so that could be that grocery money that you're like, shoot. And groceries are so expensive. Everything's. Yeah. And so I'm like, everyone needs a side hustle. Yeah. And so not only am I able to serve through spray tans, now I'm doing the spray tan classes. But now, you know, everyone's like, I want to glow like all the beautiful stars on TV. Mm-hmm. And so 3 years ago, we launched the at-home self-tanning spray tan, which if you haven't tried Dolce Glow, it's
amazing. Game changer. I'm like a spray tan girly. So Hunter, little backstory, I got spray tans all the time. And a few weeks ago, Hunter was like, please just buy the equipment. And I will. And honestly, I've already saved money because you invest in that.
Right.
And then all you have to do is keep up the product.
Exactly.
And so anyways, and just like the time frame of having to leave to go. And he was just like, it has taken up too much of our day. It's like the whole day revolves around it. He was like, just get the stuff and I will spray
you.
So that hence why here we are today.
Yes.
She came Hunter certified.
Hunter is a certified Dolce Glow spray tan special.
He did so good.
Amazing. Okay.
But I know. But if y'all don't want to get into the spray tan,
right,
it's still the self tan. Like I have the lotion. Yes. I have, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. We have all of our self tanners and like me being an expert first, me starting off as a spray tan artist, I had no obligation to anything. Yeah. What I kept hearing was what people hated about spray tans and why they didn't. Orange. They're sticky. They're streaky. Smelly. Yeah. Streaky. And so with my expertise, we were able to fix all of those issues. And so immediately when you get tanned in Dolce Glow for the first time, you never go back.
Yeah.
Because immediately you're like, oh my gosh, it's so lightweight.
I love
it. It's hassle-free. It's not sticky. And it's really an elevated, you get the packaging. You just feel like you're like one of the celebs opening because from the packaging. But
it anything feels so luxury.
Exactly. And it's like, you might not have access to a spray tan in your area, or you don't want to take a spray tan class and you're like, I just want the products. It's literally a spray tan in a can.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it in their shower. Like we, showed last night.
Hunter
in like
2 minutes. Sprayed himself last night just to try it out. And
he killed it. It's like, what was it? Like 10 seconds. Yeah. And he was like done.
Yeah. It's like putting sunscreen on at the beach.
Exactly.
But I love that it's also affordable.
Yes.
It's not just something you think, oh, it's for celebrities.
Right.
But it's really
for us, obviously compared to other brands, a few dollars more, obviously, but it's nothing crazy. Like we have our mini trial sizes, which start at like $25. Mm-hmm. Like that's a steal, right? Yeah. And you can throw that can in your carry-on. You don't have to check it in. But you're getting what you hated before in a self-tanner, spray tanner, and you're like getting all the goodness. And like, and so it definitely is that elevated.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't been done in the spray tanning industry. And little did I know that my life would lead me to now having these, you know, products and now being available. And gosh, like I'm walking in and we're in Nordstrom.
Yeah.
And we're in Ulta and we're on Revolve. And every message just from the day-to-day consumer, they're like, I will never use anything else. Like, I hated everything, or I had this and this is by far the best.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where I feel like I'm winning. It's like, it's amazing to work with these incredible people in the world, but like, to hear people like Devin and like the moms that are like, Isabel, like I had these terrible, you know, varicose veins on my legs, or, you know, the cellulite and like the, your products are the only thing that helped me. I'm like, I'm changing their lives through my products, you know, and I'm saving them from skin cancer.
Yeah.
You just feel, you wake up the next morning, you're like, I'm glowing. And that's why I love Dolce Glow products, is they're so lightweight and hassle free that like, you don't, if you want to go and get those deep, dark tans, you can get it from our products. But if you're like, I just want to glow, which is like some of the spray stuff that you love. It's really a confidence booster. We're seeing things that have never happened in the spray tanning industry. And I do feel like Dolce Glow has been a trailblazer, a part of that. But it's definitely not what it used to be.
Right. I completely can like see that. And like, it's like bigger now, spray tans versus used to be tanning booths. And now it's like, no, spray tans is where it's at.
Exactly.
Obviously, just us talking, you can clearly see how evident God was through all of this. Where would you say, like, today, the most, like, what is he doing right now in your life that you're like, God just hasn't left me?
You know, I mean, to first off, like, be available on, like, close to 300 Ulta doors and, like, pinch me. I'm like, this happens to, like, less than, like, 0.001% of the population to be able to get their brand at, like, a major retailer like Ulta and Nordstrom. I'm like, what? But I do feel like it's been God's favor over my life. Like, when there's days where like, I'm also human and I'm like, God, like, is this like where I'm, what I'm supposed to be doing? Like, am I worthy of this life? Like, you know, and so I'm a huge believer of like what God has God has planned for my life. No man can stop. And so if he wants me to continue to build as he has, and he's never left me, like he's going to continue to show me. And he wants me to now share my story with people like you and all the listeners today to where maybe they're going through a really tough time in their life, or they're, you know, maybe at that dead end job, or they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. Like, you know, like it's God is there and he's not going to leave you, and just pray and open up your heart. And, you know, and I hope today that there's at least one listener that could be like, I can do it too, you know? And I just continue to see him, and it's, you know, we're human and I get scared every day. And I just, in the end, I like reset and I was like, God has me. Like he's never, like, we're still moving, right? We're still out working. And so he continues to show me, whether it's connecting with people like you, that I can continue to share and be a light in other people's lives.
Yeah. Cause that's what, and that's why we did the Salty Podcast, is just to hopefully people sharing their testimony can help encourage one person or the next. And there's so many things, like just hearing you talk. One, you're a good steward with what he's given you consistently. And that's why he continues to bless you, because it's not like you're just taking it on for yourself. And you shared with me last night, you're like, all this is the extra stuff.
It's all bonus. Like everything that's happened in my life at this point, as long as I can go grocery shopping and fill up that fridge for my daughter. I love a good Costco run. As long as I can go to Costco and get what I need, I love Costco. I'm winning. Everything else is just a bonus. And for me to now have my team and beautiful women that are, like, we're, other than my husband, like he's the only man in Dolce Glow. But like being able to bless other people, and like most of my girls came to me with no experience. Like they didn't have experience, but they had this desire to like want to learn, and they work really, really hard. And so I'm a huge believer in the underdog, because I was an underdog in my life. Like I wasn't supposed to be successful. I was supposed to be like what the odds are for, you know, children leaving foster care.
Well, and the enemy takes that and makes it your identity. And then the chain never breaks.
No. And then you get judged. I still get judged. Like when I first got married or was about to get married, like my husband's family told pretty much him and his mom, like, he shouldn't get married with her. You know, she comes from a lot of problems and her family, like, and guess what? My husband and I have been married, happily married for 12 years this year.
Woo-hoo, awesome.
Beautiful daughter, yes. Together for 14 years. Yeah. He has never left my side. Mm-hmm. Left my side. He packs my bags. I had little post-its in my luggage that said, "This is your outfit for the podcast." Oh, this is like, I mean, my ride or die. Yeah. And I was like, I think I'm like, God, he's blessed my marriage too, you know? But again, I had just people doubting me and it's the best feeling.
Yes.
They're driving through, you know, Glendale and they're seeing the billboards in LA and I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, yes. And God, you continue to like just prove to the world that like my odds did not define me. Like anybody that's listening today, I just want to encourage you to like, know that you are worthy. By the way, if you have not read the book Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima, you have to read this book.
Yeah, I'm getting it. You've talked about it so much. I've got to get it.
I mean, she defied all odds, ended up selling to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion. Wow. She's a believer. She's a Christian. Mm-hmm. But it talks about how we go through life and you can have self-confidence, but you might walk into a room and be confident and then you leave and you go home and you're like, I don't think I belonged. But guess what? You did belong, and that is your self-worth. Mm-hmm. And so anybody that's listening today, like, I just want you to know you are worthy despite all the odds that you feel are against you, despite your upbringing, despite the challenges, and everybody has a story. Like, you can do it. Like, it's all about mindset and believing and trusting God.
Yeah. Because he calls us worthy, even though we aren't by the world's means that, but he calls us worthy.
Yeah.
And so I love that. Into a room, confidence and finding self-worth is so different.
So different.
But people put them together.
They do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one of those things where I'm just like, you know, he continues to show me every single day. And that's why I give glory to him, because I'm like, listen, I've worked hard, but God's given me the strength and the motivation to keep going, because I'm out till 2-3 in the morning spray tanning. And I always say, if you don't, someone else will.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's important to have balance. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be, you know, super honest. It's probably been the most difficult thing for, you know, the mom guilt and leaving my daughter and traveling, et cetera. But I'm like, you know, and when I'm with her, I'm like, my phone's not on. Like, I'm really present. And, you know, but I'm also building a better life for her that she never had, I never had. And that, you know, hopefully be able to leave her with something that she can just grow on.
Yeah.
And she's really the Dolce Glow queen.
I love that. Yeah. And I love that. And out of all that, she's seeing her mama give thanks to God in all of it. And I hope, and like, just to, I know we're about to wrap it up and stuff, but people listening too, I'm like, well, I don't have the opportunity to go spray tan celebrities, or I don't have the opportunity to do this, but.
And I didn't either.
Right. You didn't either.
I didn't know anyone.
Yeah. But in their workplace, in whatever y'all
they're going
whatever
through.
Your work you're doing as a job, like, you can still put Jesus first.
Absolutely.
And because his call in your life is going to look different than mine or Isabel's. And so you don't have to be spray tanning celebrities to know that God still has his hand
or that
favor
you are
on your
worthy
life.
Of your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone, you are worthy. Like, you're going to get, God takes us through those storms, and then something beautiful comes from that storm. Without a storm, you know, obviously you have your rainbow. And so, you know, I just want to encourage all your listeners to, you know, today, that like, stuff for me could have been really screwed up, but God is bigger than anything. And, you know, and if I'm a huge believer, you give your life to him and you give glory to him. And that's why I will never second guess giving glory to God in my post social media. I'm like, if you want to be mean to me because I'm a Christian or whatever, like, listen, I know where I'm going. Like,
amen,
listen,
sister.
Like, I know, you know, and like, these trolls on, you know, that I hate to say trolls, but there's a lot of mean people on social media that are constantly saying terrible things. And I'm like, I don't need this energy. We're blocking. Like,
I've recently learned to block. Yeah.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just protecting that. And, you know, because that we're humans and we're it's going to affect us if we allow it to.
For sure. So that lifts in God's voice and not their voice.
You know, and I just, you know, always pray. I pray that God continues to bless you, your marriage,
you.
Your life, your business. And look what he's done in your
life.
I know.
It's wild. I'm still pinch me moments, you know.
I always say when you're in God's light, you can always tell. You look at someone, whether it's through social media, like you and I, and you're like, there's something different about her.
That's what I call. I mean, I'm like, you can stay at my house if you want.
I know. She's like, can you, like, you're welcome to stay. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to impose, but like, that's so sweet of her. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, she lives in definitely different from LA. Like, getting here, we didn't realize we should have booked a car in advance because it's about a 2-hour ride from where we landed. But like, I told Bailey last night, who's my right hand, and by the way, all glory to my team too. Oh my gosh, these girls are amazing and the hardest workers in the world.
She's so sweet. It's just you, God has truly just blessed you in so many ways. And but again, it's because you have been such a good steward, and you take care of what He's given you. You're not taking advantage of it. You're so humble. You remain so humble through it all. So,
and I'm just like everyone else, and you know, and it was amazing just driving up here and seeing the beautiful sunset, and there's not like 40 minutes of traffic. I'm like, God, this is your glory. And like, you're bringing me to, you know, meet Devin, and like, you wanted us to meet and you wanted me to connect with her listeners. And so God is bigger. And even if you don't know Him and you're like, you know, you don't know where to start, just start by praying in your car. I always pray in my car, and I'm on my way to my spray tan appointments. I put my worship music on and I'm praying. I'm like, God, I don't know what door I'm going to walk into, but I'll be honest, it always hasn't been great. Like, I have a lot of amazing clients, but I've also been put in these interesting positions, and I like always have my cross with me. Yeah. I'm like, God, just protect me, protect my business, take me through it. And He does.
Yes, always. Well, thank you for coming on here and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for flying all this way. Oh, and it's just such a God thing. So encouraging to me to hear. And so I know people listening will be encouraged by your story too. Before we say goodbye, go ahead and let them know where they could find your products. If they're like, I want some Dolce Glow.
Oh my gosh, Ulta and Nordstrom. So we are in about 300 Ulta stores. So you can put in your zip code on the Ulta.com site and it will show you, or you can get it shipped to your house as well.
On the website.
On Revolve, Ulta, NeimanMarcus.com. Mm-hmm. Macy's.com. But in store, and you'll probably find it in all your local Nordstrom's, Ulta as well, or Ulta.com.
Okay. Yes. And one of my favorite products is the hydrating
self-tanning water.
It's so good. I put it over my makeup, and you can put it under your makeup. It's a glow. It like darkens throughout the day and stuff. Yay. Well, thank you all for being here and listening. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all next Monday. Bye.